Hello, folks. This is Mike Calvo reporting for Blind Cool Tech. And today, I am not going to be doing anything having to do with computers. I'm going to be talking about the Benoti, or Benuti, coffee maker. This is a very cool espresso maker. If you like really strong espresso, or even lighter kind of American coffee type of thing, you're going to really like this product. It is very blind-friendly. There are some minor shortcomings that I've discussed with the company, and I'll go into those in just a little bit as we run into them on the product. But by and large, this is an awesome product. The coffee is very good prices. It's just a great product. And if you buy the coffee, hey, they give you the coffee maker for free. So you really can't beat that, right? So let's get started. It is the Benoti or Benuti, depending on how you want to pronounce it. I'm not Italian, even though some people think I might be. But it's spelled B-E-N-N-O-T-I, and you can visit their website at www.benoti.com. Now, let's get on with the demonstration. What I've got in front of me is a coffee maker that is square, and it is your average big espresso maker. This is not tiny. It weighs probably about 10 or 11 pounds. It is quite a sturdy machine, and the reason for that is because unlike your average Krups or whatever that uses steam to make espresso, this uses a pump. Pumps in espresso makers are generally around what they call 15 bars of pressure. The Benoti produces 20 bars of pressure, which is substantially more. I mean, it's basically 33% stronger. And what that means in the way of doing espresso is it gives you a better cup of coffee because it extracts the flavor, you know, and it gives you that crema that those of us who drink espresso love so much, that little foamy thing that kind of sticks around on the lips after you drink your coffee. Am I a coffee snob? You betcha. I love good coffee, and this machine has certainly not disappointed me in any way, shape, or form. Now, what does the machine look like besides it's big? It has, on the front, it has three buttons. On the left-hand side, these are not described well for a blind person in the manual. The manual is in English and in Italian, so you're going to have one heck of a time scanning it. They also do provide a manual on the website that is basically scanned copies of it. So they're JPEGs of the manual, and that doesn't work, of course. So basically, if you get the machine, you may want to use this very review as kind of a point of reference when you use it. It really didn't take long to learn how to use this thing. It is quite simple to use. So basically, we've got on the left-hand side of the machine, we've got three buttons. Top button is the yellow coffee button. I don't know the color of the other two buttons. So the next button down is the power button, okay? And I'm going to turn that on now as we speak so that the machine can warm up. Now, I don't know when it's warm. I generally wake up in the morning or what have you, turn it on and leave it on. By the time I jump out of the shower and everything, about half an hour later, I'm ready to have my first coffee. I've really turned it on and left it on for about 2.5 minutes, and it's good to go. So by and large, you can assume 2.5 minutes, 2 minutes, and it's good to go. Just like just about any espresso maker out there, it needs to heat up. It does have a very big reservoir in the back, and the reservoir holds about 2 liters of water. You put it back there. Now, if you do not expect to use the espresso maker a lot, I don't suggest that you fill the reservoir up. It is dangerous if you have standing water. It could get rather nasty. You are going to have to wash the reservoir out from time to time because it just gets a little slimy in there. Around the top of the machine, there is this fancy-looking bar. Really doesn't serve a purpose. It doesn't get hot or anything. It's just there. Now, the machine has been running for a little while, and I can actually hear it being kind of warm. And so that the coffee button and then the power button is the next one. And then the third button is a steam button. That steam button is used to make a cappuccino. And I will explain how to do that in just a moment. But I have in my hand, and you can hear it, a Benuti, or Benoti, capsule package. And what it is this is actually the way they package their coffee, and they'll talk about this on the website. When you go to the website, they have this little flash presentation of the coffee maker. It's great if you use text-to-speech. It gets a little annoying because every time you go back to the website, it just tends to start that thing. All the links off the website open up in a new window. So if you're trying to get your favorite adaptive technology to talk, it may be battling with their commercial. But the commercial is about 2 minutes long, and then it ends. Just don't make the mistake of going back to the webpage over and over again, because it will play that commercial, which sounds great and gives you a lot of information the first time, but it becomes very annoying after that. So anyway, the way that they do their coffee is they take their coffee, it's ground, and it is immediately dumped into these capsules and sealed for freshness. And these capsules look like, the best way I can describe them is they look like the wheels on toy cars. Like they're real big, they're kind of big, they're kind of chunky, or like little mini cups, I guess. They have a little aerated top on them, and they fit in the machine only one way, and we'll do that in a second. But it basically comes two capsules to the package, and the package, it brings 15 packages in a box, so it brings 30 capsules in every box. So the offer is if you buy 4 boxes, 8 boxes, or 12 boxes at different prices, they will give you the machine. All you got to do is pay the shipping, and basically, you know, it comes out to about $100 if you're going to buy 4 boxes. If you're going to buy 8 boxes, it's a little bit more. And if you're going to buy 12 boxes, it's a little bit more than that. The price of the coffee, once you get over that hump, is actually pretty darn good. It's $14.95 if you buy 1 box, which is not the way to buy coffee. $13.95 if you buy 2 boxes. And, of course, they will charge you shipping for that. It's $10.95 if you buy 5 boxes or more, and it's free shipping. And that's the way that I order. That's the way I would suggest that you order. There's 4 different types of coffee. You've got a classic, which is kind of it's a nice blend. The aroma blend, and I may be calling these absolutely wrong, 100% wrong. I'm not looking at the packaging, but the aroma blend is the darkest and the strongest espresso blend. There's something called the long cap, and that's for you gringos that like to drink your American coffee that like a little more water in the cup. That is what you want the long cap for, because it does allow you to put more water in a standard coffee cup and get your American flavored coffee out of it. And then, of course, we have your decaf, which is actually very good. My wife really likes the decaf. She likes me to make her a cappuccino with that, and she's been on me to make her one every day since I got the machine a few days ago. So I'm going to open up this package here, and I'm going to fight with it. And I've got it open, and now I've got the capsule in my hand. I've taken it out of the package, and I'm going to open the front of the machine. And the machine has a little drawer that flips down in the front. It's very easy to use. The machine does heat up some. It's not going to burn you, especially if you're used to, you know, touching stuff when you're cooking and things like that. It's not going to burn the heck out of you. Now, I certainly wouldn't recommend that you sit there and rest your hand on this thing and just kind of have a great conversation, because eventually you will cook. But let's go ahead and take this capsule, and we will drop it in the bottom part. There's what basically happens is, it flips down to this drawer that has a one circular place where you can drop the capsule. And then when it closes, the capsule will be surrounded by this little rubber ring, and it will get against the back or the pump part of it. And that will push pressure, I guess, into the capsule, and it will break the seal. And then at that point, it will push water through it and down into the demitasse, which is the name of the little espresso cup. I'm going to go ahead and close this here. Now, when you close it, it's not closed all the way. You have to push down on the handle like that, and it snaps into place. Now I'm going to take my little demitasse. See, got it right here. And I'm going to put it on the little drawer underneath it, and you have to center it kind of with the nozzle above it. It's pretty easy to do. You really aren't going to mess things up. Now, the drawer that the coffee cup sits on is removable, and of course, it does collect all the dripping, and that could get pretty nasty after a little while. You are definitely going to want to clean that out from time to time. It even has this little red dot that's kind of a floaty thing that once you get enough nastiness under there, it starts to float up, and it will make your coffee cup rather imbalanced. To keep floating up on top of this thing. And actually looking at mine, it's been a long day of cappuccino and espresso making, and it's time to clean mine. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to press the coffee button, which remember is the first button, okay, on the top, on the upper left-hand corner, and we're going to wait. Now what's going to happen here, and I'm going to move the computer closer so you can hear, what's going to happen is the actual machine is going to make a little click noise once it pops through the capsule because the pressure builds up. At that point, you could do one of three things. You could either time it and hope for the best. You could put your fingers on the outside of the demitasse and feel when the level gets up to, you know, where you want it. And I would say probably about a quarter inch from the top of the glass of the demitasse. Because, you know, you want the foma to be on top. Or you could just take your finger and from time to time kind of keep it right a little bit inside. And when you start to feel the liquid hit your finger, I mean, it's not going to scald you or anything. It is going to be warm, though. It is going to be very warm. So, you know, you can do this at your own risk. Depends on how you are. I'm the type of person that when I'm barbecuing stuff, I do touch the hot things with my bare hands and stuff like that. So I'm used to touching warm things with my hands. So, that being said, do it at your own risk. Okay? So, I'm going to press the coffee button now. There, it just clicked, and I hear the coffee coming out. And it's done. And I leave it for a minute because it still has little drips to go. And that is it. I'm done there. So basically, if I wanted to just have my espresso, it would be done right there. But if I wanted to make myself, say, a cappuccino, what I would do is I would then go over to the machine here and press the next button down from the power button, which is the steam button. And while it gets ready to steam up here, I will tell you what it's doing. It's basically building up steam. And there is, on the right-hand side of the machine, there is a small, like a spigot thing. And what you do is you take that and you move it here and you put it into your milk. And you submerge it in about 2 or 3 centimeters of milk. That's all you really need, because what it's going to do is it's going to froth up the milk. And what I would suggest, and they suggest as well, is you go to the coffee store, to Starbucks or what have you, and get yourself one of these little metal things that you pour milk into. And then when you put the milk in there and you submerge the steam thingamajig, I'm sure that's a real technical name, the little nozzle, I guess, in there, it will submerge itself, and then when it's good and ready, and if you hear, you can hear the steam just ready. Now, you don't want to touch the stick that is between the machine and this valve, because it is very hot, and basically steam is starting to kind of escape through here. So you can tell because you put the tip of it into the milk. There you go. That's nice steam coming out for you. And I have turned it off. But that is basically how you froth up your milk. Then you pour it all into a glass. You add cinnamon. You add whatever it is you want to add. And to make your favorite coffee drink. And you are good to go. Now, let's say you're done and you want to make yet another espresso for a person because you're having a party, you know, and you're showing off your new coffee toy. Well, then you take out the old capsule that you had in there before. You throw it away, which we did here to keep the wife happy. And then you put in a new one and you close it. But before you do anything else, you turn off the steam button. Okay, and actually I turned the steam button off before while it was doing the steam thing. And then you release whatever steam is left. Keep your hand out of the way and release whatever steam is left. And it will kind of put a little bit of water on your counter or whatever, because I mean it's steam after all. But basically, you do leave a little steam out of there. You take all the steam out, and then you can make your next espresso. Why? If you don't release the steam, what's going to happen is you're going to turn on the pump, and it's going to supercharge water into your espresso cup and give you a really crappy cup of coffee. So that is not what you want. You want the best pump that you can get, so you know to go through very, very slowly. And that's why you release the steam. Again, I love this thing. I don't work for the company. I just think it's an awesome, awesome product. Benoti.com, BENNOTI.com. You can actually go to Amazon and buy this machine for $200 if you feel like it. But why? When they give it away, customer service was excellent. They were very responsive. I've got a couple of other blind people that actually bought them, and I'm waiting for them to get it. I've had it for a little less than a week. I just love the fact that they deliver my coffee to me. I can, if I buy in bulk, which I usually do, I can pay, you know, about 33 cents a cup or 33 cents an espresso. That is a really, really good deal. I strongly, strongly recommend it. I hope you have enjoyed the review, and have a coffee for me. For Blind Cool Tech, this is Mike Calvo.